So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
And the award for the email with fantasy draft results from the furthest location away from me in Tampa, Florida is... This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. I also thank Brandon Legal Group for their support of everything in my podcast universe, as well as Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. The email address, wright.todd@yahoo.com, wright.todd@yahoo.com. This email came in. We're recording this at 1 p.m. on Thursday, September 4th. So if you hear this after Eagles-Cowboys, and there was a major injury, a major breakout performance, and you're thinking, why did Todd not talk about that? Well, it's because we recorded this podcast at 1 o'clock on Thursday, September 4th. Of all the great emails that have come in, thank you for answering the call about fantasy draft results and letting me know you're out there. This one really stands out. It came in the last 18 hours or so. And I wasn't sure what to expect when I opened it. Hello, Todd. It is really fun for me listening to your fantasy football podcast via joebucksfan.com. Thank you for your efforts. My English is not as good as I want, so take my apologies for that. Also, I hope that I do not send this to the wrong email. I do not have intention to write you, but after I listened to The One With No Safety Net, a podcast I recently cut about my 12-team draft, after my draft and found some similarities that I want to share with you. Maybe will be interesting for you, but I'm listening to you from Bulgaria. I'm playing a 14-man PPR league in which all 14 men are Bulgarians, some based in USA, some of them in the U.S. as students, but my passion of NFL is a different story. This is the fourth year that we've played together. I was two times in second place, but nobody remember runner-up. Is that a phrase we're going to use later this year? What this gentleman just said, nobody remember runner-up. Every year we have vote about format of league, and this year it is QB, RB, RB, wide receiver, RB slash wide receiver, tight end, kicker, defense. Last year, instead of tight end, parentheses in the email, mandatory tight end, I do not like, prefer as you suggest, wide receiver slash tight end flex. We have super flex, but most guys do not like it. Also, they do not like the idea to get rid of defense. Attached, you will find our draft board. Here's some of my thoughts. I did peek at the draft board. 14-team league. Their team names are terrific. This gentleman drafted eighth. My intention was to draft wide receiver and running back with first two rounds, but after a few mock drafts in the middle spot, I knew that would be difficult. First round, I would be good to go. Good if I go for CD or Nico. They're gone. Amon-Ra was available, but I'm not convinced in him this year. And I go for McCaffrey. Second round, there's my second RB. Chase Brown is who he took. I want Josh Jacobs, but he's gone just before me. Damn. Also available was Taylor and Jenty. I would have gone Chase Brown too. I go for Bengals third round. Oh, no, I go for Bengals, meaning Chase Brown. Third round, I need wide receiver. Mike Evans sits and waits for me, so I grab him. Here's that comparison, because I grabbed in the one with no safety net Mike Evans, end of third round. Fourth round, the gentleman says, I go for Cortland Sutton. I owned him last year together with Bo Nix. Fifth round, I get Ibuka. And here I start to wonder, what if I can get Baker or Bo next round? So sixth round, I get Baker. So maybe this is the most homer thing I ever did. In seventh round, I hope for Golden, but they took him just before me, so I grab Pearsall. In eighth and ninth, I go for running backs because all tight end I want drafted just before me. So I get Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and Javonte Williams. For 10th round, initially, I think to grab a handcuff for McCaffrey, being Brian Robinson Jr., but decide to wait and go for Ty J. Spears. We have IR, and my intention is to put it there. Maybe this is my biggest mistake in this draft. Sir, nobody wins or loses a fantasy. How about this? Nobody loses a fantasy league because of a 10th round pick. You might win it. I think I took Jaden Daniels in the 10th round last year. I didn't win the league, but you're not going to make a mistake in the 10th round. You make mistakes. You make a mistake in the first round. You make a mistake in the third round. The 10th, all you can do is something really good that stands out. The 10th round isn't likely to produce someone who plays for you all year unless you go with a kicker there. 11th round, Christian Kirk, 12th and 13th. A dart throw for a tight end with Jonnu Smith and Mason Taylor from NYJ. Parentheses, if I go for Otten, it would be even more homer. I love this email. In 14th round, I got kicker Evan McPherson. I will get defense when I move Ty J to IR. So a little like in your draft, I have two running backs in first two rounds, Baker and Mike. Yes, that's what I did in my 12-team league. No decent running back cover, especially for McCaffrey. Golden and Jacobs taken just before my turn. If it wasn't so, similarity could be even bigger. Because, yes, I have Golden. I took Golden in the seventh round of my 12-team. This become a lot longer than I want, meaning the email, sir. Every one of my podcasts goes longer than I want. It's okay. Any comment from your side will be welcome. Best regards, Vladimir. You made my day, Vladimir. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Your English is good. You are a good man. You're funny. Very quickly, Vladimir made me. Is this dangerous, Vladimir? Will you write me back if something here is wrong? Here is the Wikipedia page on Bulgarian culture. Contemporary Bulgarian culture blends the formal culture that helped forge a national consciousness towards the end of the Ottoman rule with millennia-old folk traditions. Vladimir, help me out here. Is the next sentence true or not? An essential element of Bulgarian folklore is fire, used to banish evil spirits and illnesses. Is this still true? Is fire an essential element of Bulgarian folklore? Again, used to banish evil spirits and illnesses. Because over here, young girls have an annoying use of the word fire. I don't know if you know this, Vladimir. Some of my listeners here in the U.S. or who have young girls have heard this. The phrase is what the kids say. And it's more girls than guys. Thank goodness. If they take a bite out of a cookie, just one example. I'm trying to pick something very basic. they take a bite out of a cookie and really like it, they say, quote, "That's fire." I find the use of the word fire that way annoying. I prefer it to be used as the essential element of Bulgarian folklore to banish evil spirits and illnesses. Vladimir, can we use actual fire to banish the young, primarily girls in the United States who refer to things that they like as fire? Help me out there. Thank you, Vladimir, for sending the email. Good luck in your league. I like much of what you did. You've got a sense of humor. Stay in touch. You have the right email. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. And gave me a hell of an inspiration for the name of a podcast. I want to do one more thing based on Vladimir comparing his team in a 14-team PPR league to my team in a 12-team non-PPR league that was also suggested to me recently. There was a famous episode of Seinfeld, hang with me here, called The Opposite. George Costanza theorizes that everything he's done in life is wrong. So starting at that particular moment, he was going to do the opposite of everything. If his first instinct was to zig, he would zag. And his life changed immediately. It was a hell of a concept for an episode of television. One of the reasons, just one of the things that made Seinfeld so unique. Some love it, some not so much. So if you were to do the opposite of everything I talk about here on the podcast, I'm not talking about rules and mandatory tight ends and PPR and all that, but a player. So I'm going to take my 12-team league and I'm going to build a team that's the opposite of what I would do. Okay? So from the first round of my 12-team league, the player I would not have taken in the first round is Achan. So on our top, the opposite team, Achan is RB1. In the second round, the player I would not have taken This is tough. Would be Ashton Jeanty. So there's your RB2. Okay? The third round, the player I would not have taken, and we obviously need something other than running back here. Would be, is it him? Yeah, it's him. T. Higgins. So T. Higgins is our wide receiver one on our opposite team. Fourth round, the player I would not take is Tet McMillan. So there's our wide receiver too. Round five. See if we can get tight end or QB here. Or do we go with a third running back? Of the 12 players selected in the fifth round of my 12-team league, the one I would not have taken is Trey McBride. In the sixth round, the one player I would not have taken is Javonte Williams. So there's our third running back. In the seventh round, the one player I would not have taken. I know I need a quarterback. No quarterbacks went in the second round or the seventh round. So I guess here we get a wide receiver. What's the wide receiver I wouldn't have taken? Deebo Samuel. There's our wide receiver three. Is there a QB in round eight? There's not. So I can pretty much take the player in the eighth round that I would not have taken is Jerry Jeudy. So there's wide receiver four. Ninth round, Trey Benson, so RB4. We got to get a quarterback here. Let's see if we can get one in round 10. I got one. Drake May. So just through 10 rounds, in the spirit of George Costanza and the opposite episode of Seinfeld, for those of you who think I'm full of shit, which I doubt you're listening to me if you are, but if you want to play the opposite, this is the team I would never have drafted. I probably should play this team in some league. First round, Achan. Second round, Genty. Third round, T. Higgins. Am I regretting that already? No. It's close between Higgins and DK, but DK's a wide receiver one. Higgins isn't. Higgins is just in and out of the lap too much, and he just got paid. He could be one of those guys that once they get paid, they don't play as well. McMillan in round four, McBride in round five, Javonte Williams in round six, Deebo in round seven, Jerry Jeudy in round eight, no Jameis, Trey Benson round nine, no thanks, Drake May round 10. There's my opposite team. That I would never have drafted. Do with it what you will. Emails write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. This was a fun podcast. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.